Welcome to your five for today. As so often, Carl stood on a bridge and contemplated jumping to his death. Life seemed devoid of hope and any sense of meaning or purpose. Suicide seemed like a good idea to end all the unhappiness, trauma, and suffering he had endured, and he still lived with the pain of it all. He had lived through a troubled childhood where he had been sexually and physically abused by his father. And when he could take it no longer as a 7-year-old, he reported it to a teacher. This led to his father's arrest and imprisonment. His mother claimed that she knew nothing about what had gone on and blamed Carl for the father's enforced absence. Then, unbelievably, she started to sexually abuse him. It was torment and traumatic. His mother died in 1996 and he had no idea whether his father was alive or dead. Psychologically, Carl was deeply damaged and his recourse was to be lost in a haze of drugs and alcohol to which he became addicted. He also became addicted to sexual encounters and had numerous one-night stands. These aspects of his life was his attempt to escape the awfulness of his background experiences. And yet when the temporary panacea wore off, he was just as depressed as before, and even more suicidal. He lived in a continual haze of being stoned or drugged, as he said, up to my eyeballs. We can only lament that fact, that some parents bring children into the world and do not show, or even attempt to show, reasonable care, compassion and kindness to their offspring. To make matters worse for Carl, his mother never accompanied him to school, even on his first day, and he was regularly bullied, beaten up and called names by other pupils. They even mugged him a number of times to steal his dinner money. Today, Carl is fundamentally a different person. He has a purpose in life, and is proving a great help to many people as they come to him for counselling. The change in outlook, feelings and desire came about almost without him really making a decision. One day he passed the church, and when he looked inside he saw a picture of Christ on the cross, and though he had hardly thought of God throughout his life, that picture made him think. He wondered what it meant for someone who died over 2,000 years ago, and did it have any relevance for him? For the first time in his life, he decided he needed answers and went looking for them. He started to attend that church and received answers to his questions, and he also started to read his Bible and pray. He found in Jesus Christ the healing of his heart, life, and mind, and though he could not undo the past, he could face the present and future with serenity, knowing that Christ had died for his sins, rose again from the dead, and would live in his heart by faith. In other words, Carl had become a Christian, had entered God's family, and had a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. His life was transformed and blessed. Carl took a degree and a postgraduate diploma in psychology from the universities of Chichester and Surrey. He now, for the past 15 years, has been involved with pastoral counselling people with all sorts of problems, from domestic violence to rape, from post-traumatic stress disorder to grief and bereavement. He knows that God has given him insight and that freedom and love which Jesus offers is the best antidote for any problems or issues we have in our lives. He says, however deep your pain, however traumatic your past, Jesus offers complete healing. I know because I have experienced it. I found him by simply walking into a church. You too can overcome anything you have experienced. Jesus loves you, and that love will set you free. What a wonderful blessing. Thank you for listening.